98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
A couple of birthdays of note this morning, the 27th of March. She's very glamorous. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas is 50 today.
Is she?
Yeah, happy birthday to Fergie.
Wow.
Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas, as just confirmed by a court of law, is 56 today.
She looks incredible.
I'd say Mariah Carey now will be having an understated birthday celebration.
Oh, I can only imagine. Very demure.
Very demure, very mindful.
Low-key. Very low-key, our Mariah.
And if I was to attempt to make the noise, who would you think's that?
I'm so sorry. I do not understand what's going on.
Sorry, I don't think it was very good.
Do that again. Oh, is this Jessie J?
It is. Jessie J is 37 today. Do you remember she sounded like a... She sounded like a failing pair of AirPods. Yeah. Happy birthday to Jessie J.
Oh my gosh. And also, I always just think of this.
Yeah.
Sometimes. When my boss asks me to do extra work. I just see so many memes with no. When someone asks you to empty the dishwasher.
Yeah, it's so funny. So funny. Sometimes, you know, when you when somebody famous has been in your life where you've seen them for so long and then you hear that they're 37, you're like, how is that possible? Just because I've seen Jessie J for 20 years.
That means Jessie J must have been about 21 when she was,
she's the same age as me.
Releasing all her big hits back in the day and performing at Trinity Ball. I was in the front row.
Yeah, she's the same age as us. Same age as me. Sorry.
Very young.
I apologise. Sometimes I like to couple us in together as the same age, and we're not.
There's not that much between us. It's a whole generation, really, isn't it? Okay, Brendan, let's play a little game.
Oh, please.
I would love to go back to the year 2004 for a moment. Uh-huh. What were you personally doing in 2004?
I was in college, I'd say, eating Cajun chicken wraps in Ballyfermot.
Oh my gosh, there was nothing like the wraps and the rolls you used to get between lectures in college.
Yeah,
they just hit different.
Mystery meat now, if I'm honest, but
there
sure
used to
they
be
were delicious.
Amazing shop beside DIT Angel Street that was a stationery shop, but it also sold rolls.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it should work, but it did.
It did.
Anyway, it was very good. Right, well, we're going back to the year 2004 for a moment. I'd like to play a musical game. I'm going to play you five songs and I'd like you to rank them, Brendan. First up, this hit was released in this month, 2004.
Go on, Lee Ryan. What a vocal. Controversially, I'm going to put that in at number two.
Oh my gosh, that's going up high for me.
Okay,
Blue and Breathe Easy is in at number
that.
Two. Another track released in March 2004 was this one. Britney Spears and Toxic, the music video, The Air Hostess, The Sequined Bejeweled.
The video is iconic.
Outfit.
I do like that song. It's not my favourite Britney song. It's going in at number three. Oh. She's horrified.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. I love Blue and everything, but Toxic below
Blue. Below Breathe Easy.
Okay, we've Toxic in at number
three. I was a ballad boy, you see, at that stage.
Let's move on to our next track.
Yeah. Number one. Turn left. Oh, Anastasia. Remember Sick and Tired?
Yeah, so
good. Of always
good.
Being sick and tired.
I also loved that after lockdown, Anastasia announced a tour called I'm Out of Lockdown. Yeah. Instead of I'm Out of Love. Brendan, you're
so
putting
good.
Anastasia
at number one.
Yeah, Left Outside Alone. It's not her biggest hit that she's known for, but it's absolutely fantastic. Okay, another track released this month in 04. This one.
I'll stick that in at number five.
Number five, Sugar Babes in the middle. And Brendan, the reason for your choice?
Again, it's not my favourite of theirs. It's a bit...
no Freak Like Me.
No, or Ugly.
Also, Sugar Babes Stronger as well.
Yeah, no, they're...
Talk about ballads.
They're brilliant.
Okay, our fifth and final song.
Okay. I'm not alone. Ooh, yeah. I probably would have put that in at number five if I'd known.
Okay, well, listen.
I personally feel it was overplayed at the time.
Okay, so we're just going to put Sugar Babes at four.
Yeah,
that
grand,
five.
Thanks.
Yeah, grand. Okay, so yeah. It went...
Justice for Sugar Babes.
Anastasia, Blue,
yeah.
Britney,
yeah.
Then Sugar Babes,
yeah.
then Enrique.
Yeah, I'm happy with that order. Thank you. No, she's horrified. Toxic for number one.
I don't think that you can beat it. And also that Onyx Hotel tour that Britney did in the RDS.
I remember that.
Did you go to that?
I went to that.
Khalees was supporting.
Yeah, I remember it well.
What a time.
Britney's mic wasn't on a lot.
No, but she sang every time live.
She did.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you're starting with a story about the dictionary this morning.
I am, yes. It's like Dictionary Corner here. You may have heard that Spice Bag has been added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Well, it's about time.
It is. It's delicious. Defined officially as a well-known Irish takeaway option consisting of chips, shredded fried chicken, fried onions, red and green peppers, chili peppers and occasionally jalapeno peppers tossed in a bag with spices and commonly served with curry sauce.
Yeah.
It's a long definition.
So delicious. Now, according
to the Oxford English Dictionary, the takeaway option, the spice bag, was invented in a Dublin restaurant called Sunflower in 2006. I know different places all claim to have...
Is Sunflower in Temple Oak?
I don't know where it is.
I don't know why that rings a bell to me, yeah. Mm.
They've also added Morto to the dictionary.
Morto.
Which they explain means to be extremely embarrassed. And they say the earliest recording of this dates to 1991.
Wow.
Morto.
Whoever said that was really ahead of their time.
They really were. There's a couple of non-Irish words, which is what I want to chat about this morning, okay? So there's a word that's definitely new to me. You may have heard of this. That you can use... when something or someone is so overwhelmingly adorable that you just can't believe how cute they are.
Oh,
so you're probably going to say this to a pet, right?
Yeah.
Giggle.
Giggle?
Yeah, so G-I-G-I-L, pronounced giggle or gijil maybe.
G-I-G-I-L.
The phonetical spelling for it is G-H-E-E, like ghee, the butter.
Yeah.
And then Jill, like the name, G-I-L-L. Yes. So it's a word from the Philippines, and it describes a feeling so intense that it gives us the irresistible urge to tightly clench our hands, which is what I'm doing now, grit our teeth, and pinch or squeeze whomever or whatever it is that we find so adorable.
Oh.
Like, giggle!
Giggle!
Yeah. Loads of other additions as well, but another I thought you might want to add to your vocabulary is...
my own inner dictionary.
Yes. Videoki.
Videoki. Is that doing karaoke on screen?
But, well, it's similar. That's what I would have thought it was. This is also from the Philippines and defined as the same as karaoke, but when it's taken more seriously and there's a scoring system.
Oh dear, I've been doing videoki for a long time.
Taking it very seriously.
In competition with myself.
But finally this morning, I don't know about you, but I find, you know, like, many ceremonies, if you have to sit through something, it can be a little bit boring, to be honest, right? You know, unless something happens, you know, something kind of kicks off.
Yeah.
You really have to sit there and clap for people who might just talk for a bit too long, right? One ceremony taking place in a few weeks' time that I wouldn't mind going to, though, the graduation of this year's students at the University of Maryland.
Why, Brendan, would you like to be going to that?
Somebody very famous went to college there in 1960.
Oh, okay.
But he won't be speaking there as he's no longer with us. No, the keynote speaker who's been confirmed to address students is a TV star, best-selling author, award winner, and all-round nice guy.
Well, Doctor, I see these strange creatures every time I say the word phenomena.
Kermit the Frog is going to be delivering the main speech to students graduating at the University of Maryland
Hilarious.
In May.
Well, like Kermit did do the US version of The Masked Singer.
Oh my God, he did.
He did all the appearances.
Forgot about that.
Get that coin, Kermit.
So Kermit has close ties to the college. He was created by Jim Henson, who graduated from there in the 60s. The college had teased Kermit's upcoming appearance, describing him as an environmental advocate, best-selling author, Peabody Award winner.
Peabody's the colour of one.
Champion of creativity, kindness and believing in the impossible, international superstar, as well as friend to all creatures.
Lover of Miss Piggy.
Yeah, lover. Well,
are they lovers?
She loves... No, yeah, he loves her.
Yeah.
And she's not really that bothered by him, in my limited understanding of their relationship. Yeah. Jim Henson made the original Kermit puppet from his mother's old coat and a pair of ping pong balls.
Wow.
Yeah, the college said it's an honour to welcome Kermit to our campus 65 years after Mr. Henson graduated from the University of Maryland. There are now calls, though, people want them to live stream this speech.
Oh, a videoke of that.
People, a videoke of Kermit giving the speech at Maryland. That is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.